the joke started immediately. In fact, before it was even officially announced that Joan Kroc, who died on October 12th and was the widow of McDonald's founder Ray Kroc, had left a bequest for National Public Radio that is worth at least $200 million. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm the Hamburglar. Would you like fries with this next story? It's a good time for the great taste. Coming up, Mayor McCheese. We do it all for you. A couple of cab drivers asked me, are your tips going to get any larger? And listener Joel Dombrowski of Buffalo sent an email. Congratulations on receiving the $200 million. What is the Kroc estate going to do with 23,000 public radio mugs? When it was reported that Mrs. Kroc's bequest is among the largest gifts ever given to an American cultural institution, an executive here told me, when they say cultural institution, they don't mean you. People on the outside have been calling as if we'd won the lottery. It may therefore be instructive to explain this weekend that NPR says that Mrs. Kroc's long-term bequest will be saved, not spent. It will be put into NPR's endowment. Only the proceeds from the interest will be used. Let me quote from NPR's website for all of my cab-driving friends. There will be no immediate impact on NPR's budget or operations. Local public stations will still ask listeners for support because those donations are still utterly vital. Some other news accounts raise the concern that NPR will feel obliged to reflect some of the political and social views that Joan Kroc publicly supported. I respect that concern. I met Mrs. Kroc on a few occasions over the years and found her funny and engaging, a former piano bar singer who became a philanthropist. She had a lively range of interests. She supported Fred Rogers' children's programs, Notre Dame University, AIDS patients, famine relief, cancer research, the Betty Ford Clinic, and gave $100 million to the Salvation Army. Some of her interests had social and political dimensions, yet she seemed to value NPR because what she heard allowed her to explore new interests. She didn't think NPR promoted any particular view, but respectfully and aggressively presented them all. Besides, this money is a bequest, to phrase it gently. To be blunt, Mrs. Kroc cannot pick up the phone to complain or approve. Our program turned 18 this week. If we were a teenager, we could vote and would have to register for the draft. So this week it was hard not to see Joan Kroc's bequest as a mark of maturation for us. It means this place so many of our listeners come to each week doesn't have to worry about survival so much as just growing up and getting better.